Would you bow your hearts with me for a moment? Oh, Heavenly Father, we have heard the music and the testimony of Jesus coming to earth. That a Savior came to save us from our sins. He came to take us from darkness into light. From death into everlasting life. And I pray now, Heavenly Father, as we draw this together in these last moments, that the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ would fill this building. The reality of His presence would touch every heart. And that You would draw us close to Yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Christmas is the story of Christ coming to earth. Jesus came. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. He came from the glories of heaven. He left the splendor of all that was His to come and be born in a manger and live among us and die a death on the cross. You've heard the message in song and in testimony. And now it's time to apply that to our hearts and lives and say, what does that mean to me? What does that mean to my life? As we went through the process of preparing for this message in song and in testimony and in word, we struggled to find a story that would make it real to us what Jesus did. But we found one. On August the 5th, 2010, 33 Chilean miners were working about a half mile below the surface of the earth when a cave-in trapped them in the depths of the earth. They were trapped there for 69 days. For the first 17 days, they heard no word from the outside world. There was no hope or expectation that someone would find them. In fact, they were drilling to find where the men might be down in those caves. And they missed over and over again. I want you to imagine for a moment what it would be like to be part of that crew of 33 copper miners in the depths of the earth with everything shut off from you. With the full expectation that death was coming. There was nothing there that was hopeful, nothing there that would be encouraging. Everything was despair. Everything was lost. I'm glad to report that the drillers finally did hit the right place and bored a small hole and communicated with the men that help was on the way. And yet their second message to those men was, it's going to take another 120 days for us to drill down and rescue you. Imagine the despair of men that are already sick, men that are already starving to death, men that whose families had already done funerals or memorial services for them. They continued to drill. They were able to put down a pipe and an elevator line and a capsule by which these men would be raised to the surface. Imagine your joy. Coming from the depths of despair and being transported up into the light of day again to see the sun and see the beauties of God's creation, to breathe a breath of fresh air once again. Mario Gomez was the oldest of those miners, and he said it well in a note to his wife that he sent to the surface. He said, God is great. What joy was on every heart as those men came out of the capsule and looked around them and realized, we've made it, we're alive, we've been saved. The president of Chile expressed it. He said, each one of these men have experienced a new birth. There's our story of Christmas. For we were just like those miners in that deep cave. We were lost. We were in the depths of our sin without hope and no way to climb our way out. No aspirations that somebody would be strong enough or wise enough or able enough to reach down and rescue us from that pit of despair. But God in His mercy saw us. And He loved us so much that He sent His rescue vehicle called Jesus Christ, His only Son. He put Him into the world and placed Him here as the rescue probe to find that which was lost. He sent His Son to be born in a manger, to live His life among us and to feel the pains that we have in this earth, to feel what it's like to be lost and lonely and the pain of the sin that has infected our world and the despair that's all around us. Jesus experienced that for us and with us. But as the Scripture says, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So when the light of the world came to them and came to all of us and shone His light and showed us the way to God, we rejected Him. John 1:12 says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. You see, we loved darkness rather than light, and we rejected the only hope of salvation, and we nailed Him to a cross. We crucified the Lamb of God. We crucified the only one who could come to rescue us. And it seemed like all was lost. But God didn't give up. God had a plan from the beginning of time to rescue those of us who were lost in our sin. And so the third day that Jesus was in the tomb, God raised Him back to life in a powerful demonstration of the Lord's power over death and hell and of the grave. Just as those miners coming back out of the earth, so Jesus came out of the earth to tell you and me that our pit is not so low He cannot reach us. Your despair is not so hopeless that Jesus can't reach where you're at. Many of us today are still walking in darkness when the light has come. We have not received the Son of God, nor have we responded to Him. It's as though the capsule came down to our prison house and we said, no, we'd rather stay in the darkness. We'd rather be down here with 33 sweaty, stinky miners than to rise into the glories that God has prepared for us. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But the rest of that verse is so important. But as many as received Him, to them He gives the right to be called the children of God, even to those that believe on His name. And then the Lord says, whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. I'll tell you, those 33 miners, every one of them, no matter what their faith was, when they were in the depths of despair and they were in the darkest gloom and they were in that hopeless situation, they called on the Lord. They said, God, help us. Lord, save us. Do a miracle for us. And God heard. And God answered the cry of His people. My question to you today is, you've heard the message. You've heard the testimonies. Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life yet? Have you asked Him to forgive you your sins and be your Savior? Have you received God's one and only escape pod from eternal damnation? Today, Jesus offers Himself again to every one of us. He says, I'm alive forevermore, and behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will open the door, I will come into him and I will fellowship with him and he with me. In a moment, we're going to have a closing prayer. And I would like to lead you in prayer. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to lead you in what's called a sinner's prayer. It's really a prayer to receive and ask Jesus to come into your life. There's a little prayer that's written on the card inside your bulletin. It's called the sinner's prayer. But reading that or having me read it to you will not save you. But with your own words and your own heart, if you would pray these words and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me, He will do that. Will you bow your heads with me right now? Everyone, just bow your head. Think about what Jesus has done for you and me. And then if you've never received Him right now, open your heart and pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. My life is a mess. My sin surrounds me. It enslaves me. I need You. Save me. I invite You right now, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and life and be my Savior. Wash away my sins and erase them from Your memory. And write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And take me to heaven when I die. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer on the basis of God's Word and His promises, but as many as received Him, to them He gives the right to be called the children of God. Today, Jesus came into your life. Today, your name is written in heaven. Today is the day that you passed from death unto life. And when you leave this life, you'll pass into the presence of the Lord. We'd like you to respond this morning. If you prayed to receive Christ for the very first time, we'd like to hear about that on the yellow card. Just write your name and your address. We'd like to send you something. If you're receiving Christ for the first time, we want to send you this book called Heaven. Because we realize that many people don't know enough about heaven. They don't know how to get there. And this little booklet will help you do that. If you're a believer and this morning you prayed to receive the presence of God back in your life because sin has interfered and darkness has overcome you, then we want to share this booklet with you, My Heart, Christ's Home. It will help you to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to do that in the next few moments. If you miss the offering plates as they come and don't get a chance to drop it in, there will be offering plates as you leave, and you can drop the card in there. And we'll be sure to send you this. And we want to pray for you and to know that you're safe in the arms of Jesus. Our choir is going to sing two more numbers as we pass the offering plate, both for the offering and for these response cards. As they do so, we invite you to continue worshiping the Lord and exalting Him together, for He has done great things for us. Bless now, Lord, this offering. We give You the money that we put in our hearts to give. But more importantly, Lord, we give You our lives. We surrender to You and say, Lord Jesus, save us and deliver us from our darkness and despair. And take us to heaven when we die. In Jesus' name, amen.